So, the devotees, in offering themselves in service, sometimes will be used beyond their individual capacity. And that's a great and wonderful thing. And it reminds me of when I first met Anand Shanti Prabhu, who's the original Russian Hare Krishna devotee. Once Avadhut Maharaj, he would visit us in Moscow or different places. Once Avadhut Maharaj said, and this is Anand Shanti Prabhu, Prabhupada's first disciple in Russia. And Anand Shanti like, no, that is wrong. That's not true. And he said, oh, there were someone else? And he said, no, I'm Prabhupada's only Russian disciple. Not his first and last. Who are actually initiated by Prabhupada. Right? And we know it was actually Prabhupada's secretary, Shyama Sundar Prabhu, who had this idea that Prabhupada on a flight would stop off in Moscow for a couple days. It was some deal you could get with an airline. And they got he arranged it. It was his idea and the visas and everything. And so Prabhupada went there. And you see that picture Shyama Sundar took of Prabhupada walking toward Red Square and St. Basil's Cathedral. It's a classic picture. At that time, they arranged for him to meet this Professor Katovsky and this one young boy, who I think his name was Anatoly, something like that. And that boy somehow got the grace of Srila Prabhupada. We're told, Lava Matra Sadhu Sanghi Sarva Siddhi Hoy. A moment's association with a Vaishnava can deliver all perfection. That was the crowning glory and moment of his existence to come in connection with Srila Prabhupada. It's actually Vrindavan Das Thakur who talks about the potency of the Mahabhagavatas and the Chaitanya Bhagavat. In one place he says, what? The circumference, 10,000 yojanas, that's more than the outer atmosphere of the Earth planet. Right? To underscore the magnitude of level of purity of the Mahabhagavatas. So he met Srila Prabhupada at that time, and then he was the conduit, the instrument for the extension expression of Krishna consciousness in Russia. Right? And it's funny, you know, at the time, they thought, we could put it this way, that he was being duped or he was under the influence of capitalists. Right? But we could say, that was half true. Thank you. That was half true. He was under the influence of spiritual capitalists. And what Guru Maharaj says, if you offer yourself as a conduit, like just like a capitalist, he has an agent for distribution. He said, in time, you can become a capitalist also. Right? You start off as a distributor, an agent of distribution. But in time, you start accumulating your own wealth. So it's something like that, that he became this agent of distribution for Krishna consciousness. And we could say sometimes it was exceeding his own conscious capacity, like Vyasovaiti Navaitiva. That's perfectly in line with spiritual potency. If Mahaprabhu himself says that, to Sanatana Goswami, that something, what's passing through me to you is beyond my capacity to fully understand. But what I do understand is Krishna has a plan to grace you. So what we do understand is Krishna had a plan to grace the Russian people. And Anand Shanti Prabhu was selected to be the instrument for that expression. So when myself and Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, we were on something which was went by the name of the East Program, right? Which since we were traveling and preaching in Eastern Europe, right? Mainly like Hungary, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Romania, East Germany, like that, Yugoslavia, former. But it was really our dream to be able to go to Russia sometime. And along with us also was Bhakti Abhay Narayan Maharaj, who was Dwarakesh at the time, a Hungarian who had like high school Russian. So he translated Easy Journey to Other Planets in Russian. And we would go and give them to Russian truck drivers in Eastern Europe to carry back to Russia. And they go, what would you do? Just give it to somebody you think might, you know, want to read it. So, and different devotees have been the beneficiaries of that. Right? Paramananda Prabhu being one. Somehow these books always got into the right hands. And so we had this growing desire to doing this, the East Program for 2 years. But Russia is like, you know, the jewel in the crown, the real deal. He thought, well, we can't really say we're doing this fully unless we like go to Russia. And Prabhupada wrote us this letter in the last year, it was like 1977, saying, this was the most important preaching. Right? Yeah, he said that. He said, the preaching you're doing there has exceeded whatever's going on anywhere else. And it was like giving him life in those final months. When he'd hear this, he would get some excitement, enthusiasm. And he also said that like, one book there distributed is like distributing 1,000 anywhere else. So he's really excited about this program. So we thought, we've got to go to Russia, to Mother Russia. And at the time I thought, how to do this? So first time we went with a Swiss tour group. But we needed to call Anand Shanti Prabhu to connect with him. And I thought, for some reason, I'm going to like get into all the details, but that the best place to call him would be from Bulgaria. So we went to Sofia, and we called from Sofia to Moscow, and like, you know, this is like pre-digital. I mean, just the phone lines were pathetic. But we managed to talk to him and set up some tentative date to meet in St. Petersburg, Leningrad at the time. So we go there, and we've never seen him. I don't know what he looks like. I don't have a picture. And we're in a hotel room in Leningrad that, and just interesting sidebar or footnote is that Vijay Raman Prabhu's working around the corner in a restaurant. So we're over here, Vijay is over there somewhere, and Avadhut Maharaj, what would he be like, 8 years old? Avadhut Maharaj and Satya Sundar, like 8 or 9 years old. Vijay is working around the corner of from the hotel where we're staying. So there's one thing. Our Swiss tour guide comes and he sees like, we're the only two Americans on the tour. And he sees our room and he goes like, wow, this room is incredible. And I'm saying, like, you don't have a room like this? He goes, no, are you kidding? And I was like, you know. Like, so then we started thinking, oh, our room is bugged. we're the only two Americans, and we're given some kind of a special room. You know, so we're and we're seeing those big, thick curtains for the white nights. And as I'm looking out the window, there's a little park. You know, I'm thinking, how are we going to meet him? We're going to try and meet him in the park. So I go to the park, and we're sitting there. And when someone comes by that I think might be him, I go like, hey, Krishna! You know, people are like, what's wrong with that guy? Krishna, Krishna, you know. And no, they just keep walking by. And when Anand Shanti Prabhu finally comes, it's so obvious who he is. Like, he's got a perfectly shaved head. He looks radiant, like he's illumined by the sun. And he's wearing a little white, like, fez kind of thing. And a kurta, you know. So it was so clear who he was, and this radiant spiritual personality. And he took us on a tour of Leningrad. One of the places we went to was the Museum of Religion and Atheism on Nevsky Prospect. That was interesting. They show the excesses of church, like Catholic church leaders, lecherous cardinals and bishops, their paraphernalia, big jeweled rings, and all the people go. It's, and this is housed in a church. That's the museum. And all those churches, they would have a sign that says museum. Even St. Basil's Cathedral in Red Square said museum. Entrance price was like either 25 or 50 kopeck if you want to go to the museum. But I noticed when we went to the museum, there's people like making the sign of the cross and they're praying. And I'm going, these people aren't just going to the museum. But so actually he arranged all these preaching programs for us in St. Petersburg and Tallinn and Estonia and Novgorod. That was one outside of Moscow, then Moscow. And when we were going to have, I thought of something else, but he would bring over people from the Parapsychological Institute, right, who are these really sort of ethereal guys working energy fields with their hands and stuff. And they were very interested to explore Vedic culture, literature. And our program was to say every day, all day, nonstop, everything we ever heard about Krishna consciousness. That was the program. Nonstop, say everything you've ever heard about Krishna consciousness, because we thought we may never come back. So whatever it is, like Guru Maharaj says, whatever little you have, you're told to distribute that. Gurudev will say, if I have 5 rupees, I do a 5 rupee business. Right? And again, still Krishna, he can exceed the capacity of the agent in distribution. But Anand Shanti Prabhu, he traveled all over Russia, introducing hundreds of people to Krishna consciousness. When we came back later, we thought, let's go back with our own car because we'll have more freedom of movement. We were staying in a flat, and a whole group of devotees came that were all the result of Anand Shanti Prabhu's preaching. And we got up early in the morning. We're taking like cold showers, and we get out, and I see everybody like going, they're all like shaking and... And they see me, and I'm like using a towel to dry off, and I notice they're not doing that. And they said, Anand Shanti Prabhu told us devotees don't use towels. It was like that. You're talking about strict and intense. So, you know, you just get out and like dry off naturally. So we had a Janmashtami program in Moscow. And I remember asking him that I was like making up a feast list very like excitedly. And I said, what's available in Moscow right now? He said, nothing. I said, okay, we got a car. We can drive outside. What's available outside of Moscow? He said, absolutely nothing. Like, if you think there's nothing here, let me show you real nothing. So he had a great sense of humor also. And everywhere we went, he arranged for local people to come and meet with us. And sometimes even KGB people, we know that. And I can say that some KGB people are really nice. They're people. They like Krishna consciousness too. One lady, agent, you know, she said to me once, like, with the Easy Journey to Other Planets, I said, do you know anybody who might want to read? She said, yeah, I think I've got a friend who might want to read this. They weren't, you know, their job is, you know, to protect the country from wrong things. Once they got to know us, they said, oh, this is something good. So we met some nice people there too, our friends at the KGB. So, but Anand Shanti Prabhu, he had to suffer a great deal for the Krishna consciousness movement, right? Being, you know, falsely accused of, you know, insane allegations and things like that. Because we're told, Yani Sha Sarvabhutanam Pashyame Jagrati Samyami. They couldn't understand what this is, and neither could they understand how his unwillingness to abandon it under all circumstances. Like we just celebrated Prahlad Narsingha. He, Anand Shanti Prabhu, was practically tortured in so many different ways at so many different times, and he never abandoned his faith. And that got him some respect. Right? And again, as we said, the present position is indicative of a bright future and also of an exalted past. So he was instrumental in establishing Krishna consciousness in Russia. And all devotees have a debt to him for the sacrifice he made, but particularly the Russian devotees, everybody here. He is the original person who expressed his appreciation for this divine substance and wanted you all to have it. That's all he wanted. He wanted to dedicate his life to making Krishna consciousness available to others. So Srila Avadhut Maharaj told me it was only a few days ago that he was at the St. Petersburg Temple taking the darshan of Guru Gauranga Radha Madhava Sundarju. And a few days after that, by the divine will of Krishna, he left the world. But his contribution is there forever, and his future prospect is very bright. Those who offer themselves as instruments to the divine will of Krishna, they get some special remuneration, especially when it's extreme like that. When Bhakti Abhay Narayan Maharaj and I first met Guru Maharaj, I mean, I'd heard him before, but the first time we met him was March of 1979. And when he asked, what are you preaching? We preach in Eastern Europe and Russia. And Guru Maharaj, he said, oh, you are very fortunate that that where you have to preach is so unfavorable. And we're like, we are? He's saying, yes, because that means, he said, one is you'll have to use all of your nerves, your full concentration to the extreme, how to preach there. And because of it's extremely unfavorable, the remuneration you get will be very great. That's how he preached to us. And he also told me, he said, there was a cloud of atheism hanging over the Soviet Union. And he said, and when Srila Swami Maharaj went there, the cloud lifted. And now you can all go there and preach successfully. So Guru Maharaj told us that in 1979. And certainly it came true. So I can see very clearly the day meeting Anand Shanti Prabhu and Leningrad and St. Petersburg and all the subsequent visits. And you know, he's someone forever dear to me and my heart and to all the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Got some special grace from Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Varga. How pleased Saraswati Thakur is that someone took to the former seat of atheism, the highest type of theism, Krishna conception. Gurudev would have on his veranda bookcase, like right where he sat in Calcutta for most of the last practically 10 years of his manifest pastimes. He had that newspaper article in the Indian newspaper. It says, Chaitanya Temple on Lenin's doorstep. He loved that. And of course, that was manifest through the dedication of Avadhut Maharaj, Vijay Raman Prabhu, Satchasundar Prabhu, and all the Russian devotees. But Anand Shanti Prabhu laid the groundwork for that. So just wanted to, on this day, express some heartfelt appreciation for him. He's very loving and affectionate with me. And, you know, we look forward to serving by his side in some future venture of preaching Krishna consciousness. Jai Anand Shanti Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Abhirbhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande.